Can public schools stay open for in-person classes and not fuel some part of the COVID-19 pandemic? As early as March, responsible organizations such as the American Pediatrics Academy said yes, with the added emphasis that students' mental health and social and academic development are seriously impaired without in-person learning. That assertion needed more data. The task was taken up by Danny Benjamin and Kinesia Zimmerman at Duke, both of whom are pediatricians and epidemiologists. They studied COVID-19 cases in North Carolina schools over the first 9 weeks of in-person schooling. In six districts with 50,000 students and staff, they found 197 cases contracted outside of school, but only 8 inside the schools. While some asymptomatic cases were missed, the data are highly enlightening. The clues to low COVID spread were having small classes and mask use by all students and staff. The researchers were able to estimate that there may be only 1 to 5 cases per 10,000 people in school about every 2 months. Of course, there's much more to learn. Trevor Bedford, an expert in genetic sequencing of viruses, laments that sequencing the viruses from each case could help show whether the cases in schools spread in school or originated outside of school. We can use such data to multiply the value of the vaccines coming online, which can't do the job by themselves without our help. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.